Thank you and good afternoon. An anonymous tip led deputies to one of Southern Humboldt's most wanted fugitives in Redway earlier this afternoon. A caller reported that 47-year-old Heidi Dirch, who was wanted on several outstanding warrants, was staying at a motel room in the 4100 block of Redwood Drive. Deputies assigned to the Garberville Sheriff's Station responded to the motel, and Dirch was located and subsequently arrested without incident. A search of the motel room also turned up methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Dirch was booked into county jail on several drug charges and for her outstanding warrants. This morning, the Eureka Police Department responded to a burglary that occurred at a business in the 3900 block of Broadway and contacted an employee who had detained the suspect involved, as well as a motorcycle that was partially crashed through the front glass door. 34-year-old Eureka resident Jerry Gill was seen on surveillance video walking around and surveying the business, and then forced his way through the front door. Gill found a motorcycle that was under repair and attempted to leave with the bike until an employee intervened. Gill proceeded to bite the employee during a brief struggle, but the employee was able to contain him until officers arrived on scene. Gill was then arrested and booked into county jail on burglary charges. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office issued a missing persons report today and are asking for the public's help in locating 76-year-old Arthur O'Keefe, who has been missing since last week. On Friday, deputies were requested to do a welfare check on O'Keefe, and he was not located at his residence or anywhere near his property. The last known contact anyone had with O'Keefe was January 4th, and anyone with information related to his whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. Rio Del residents will have the opportunity to voice their opinion at a public hearing held at the City Council chambers at City Hall on Thursday night. The Rio Del Planning Commission will hold a meeting to discuss the medical marijuana land use ordinance. During the hearing, two options will be discussed, the first regarding the establishment of regulations for the cultivation, processing, and manufacturing of medical marijuana within city limits, and the option to adopt an ordinance to ban the process altogether. The meeting will begin Thursday night at 6 o'clock. With heavy winds of up to 45 miles per hour expected, to go along with gusts of up to 55 miles per hour, a heavy wind advisory has been issued by the National Weather Service. Along with periodic heavy rain showers, the winds will impact portions of Highway 101, 199, and 299, and travelers are urged to use caution as the conditions will make driving difficult. The advisory is in effect until Wednesday morning. On Monday, law enforcement in Del Norte County and in Oregon issued another missing persons report for missing man Lee Martino, who was last seen in Del Norte County in early December. Martino was last seen on December 10th going mushroom collecting in an area along the state border, and anyone with information to his whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors are currently continuing discussions regarding modifications to the Medical Marijuana Land Use Ordinance. The meeting began this morning at 9 o'clock, continuing talks from Monday's meeting. The board is discussing adopting a series of proposals that will govern the size of both indoor and outdoor grow sites with a size of 20,000 square feet. Other regulations prohibit the use of diesel, gasoline, or natural gas generated, and it will prohibit trucked water from being used for irrigation except in narrowly defined emergencies. New regulations will also govern where a grow site can be located, and if lights are used at a grow site, they must be powered by on-grid electricity or solar power. A 24-year-old woman suffered fatal injuries after being ejected from her SUV in a single-vehicle rollover crash off of Highway 96 on Monday morning. For reasons that are still under investigation, the driver allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway, rolling over several times. The driver was not wearing her seatbelt at the time of the crash and was ejected from the vehicle. She was pronounced dead at the scene. A 2-year-old girl, who was also unrestrained, was uninjured in the crash, and she was transported to Mad River Hospital on a precautionary basis. The investigation into the collision is being led by the California Highway Patrol, and alcohol or drugs are suspected to be factors in the crash. The identity of the deceased driver remains withheld. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.